Hi, you're listening to a very special G-rated Feast of Fools show. Today on the show, we're going to be talking to performance artist Heather Marie Vernon, international Vietnamese sensation Victoria Lamar, and most importantly, Heather Marie's 7-year-old, illustrious, talented, and brilliant daughter, Ariella Wendy Vernon. Stay tuned. So today, Heather Marie and her daughter Ariella and Victoria Lamar came over to my apartment, and we talked a little bit about Ariella and costumes and our clothing, and Ariella did a little piano recital for us. Let's listen to a little bit of the interview with Ariella Wendy Vernon, who is 7 years old, and this is her very first podcast. So tell now, you were telling us earlier that you don't believe in Santa Claus, but you do believe in God.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the difference between Santa Claus and God?
Because when you stay up really early, you see, when you stay up the whole night and you don't hear anything, and then the next morning you wake up and there's, like, presents, and it says, like, to somebody from Santa.
Well, see, the thing that with my niece, Victoria, we would always give her presents, right? There'd be presents from me and from my brothers and sisters and from Grandpa and Grandma. But there always would be one present that nobody knew where it came from, and that was the present from Santa Claus. Do you ever have a present that you didn't know where... nobody could explain how it got underneath the Christmas tree?
Yeah, because one time when I was, when I was at my Iowa again, the next Christmas, when I was 5 years old, I was at Iowa, and the Christmas, I got this... It said only two area, but it didn't say who it was from.
So and what was the present?
The present was a Barbie.
A Barbie?
That could change colors of hair when you put it in water.
Was it? But what color is its hair now?
It's kind of blue.
Ooh, that's like my hair. Can you see how my hair is sort of blue?
Yeah.
Because let me describe what Ariella's wearing right now. She's wearing a sort of a pink tutu with some little glittery top right there, Ariella. And you have a beautiful crown on top of your head that's just wonderful. And there's like a little necklace with little ponies on the thing. It's really nice. Now describe what I'm wearing.
You're wearing like this green jewel little vest and
isn't it nice? It's really nice. Yeah.
And this woman on can't really explain. You have like this blue with glittery spirals short. Yeah. And it has this face of a woman on it.
Oh,
and,
nice! Yeah, it's I have a tattoo. It's actually a patch of Joan Crawford. She's an old actress, and it's on sort of here, right on my back, on my butt.
And you're wearing like these jewel pants.
Oh yeah, and I love wearing jewel pants. Actually, tomorrow in our show, we're going to be talking to a woman who collects sweaters with lots and lots of jewels on them.
Cool.
She has over 300 jewel sweaters of all different colors. Her name is Leslie Hall, and she's a rapper.
And you know what? You have like these shoes that are like, they're like rainbow shoes.
Oh, I know. They're pretty. They're sort of silvery though, right?
It's like,
it's hard to tell what color they are. And your shoes are so pretty, and they're like, they have like, they sparkle pink and purple. I can't tell what. And you have those like nice little socks with the little bow ties on them.
Oh yeah.
Those are really, really nice. My niece used to have one just like them. I actually have a 4 or 5 pair of myself that I wear when I want to pretend like I'm somebody else. Mm. And what is your mom wearing here?
Well, she's wearing like this beautiful, well, her favorite color is pink, so she has like this beautiful pink, like, little dress with like this necklace with like this green jewel. Well, I don't really know what color.
It's really nice. It looks like a like an oriental rug.
Yeah, I think, is it your birth jewel?
Emerald?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's real emeralds.
Wow.
Yeah, it's over 1,000 years old.
Hmm. It's really nice. And we're sitting here with Victoria Lamar. She's a very nice woman with a... What? Now, can you describe what Victoria Lamar is wearing?
Well, she's wearing, like, this big bouffant on with, like, this... well, it's kind of like off-track lipstick. And
yeah, it's sort of like messy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, Victoria, why is your lipstick so messy?
I don't know.
Is it because you were putting it on in the car on the way over here?
Sometimes with my medication, I just shake so much.
Yeah, so Victoria, see, sometimes she has to take medication like, you know, older people have to do sometimes for her heart. And so she takes it so she doesn't hear voices at night, too. Mm.
And also she's wearing, like, this beautiful, beautiful, like, green emerald on the side, like, dress. It's beautiful.
Oh, it really is beautiful. You know, Victoria Lamar always comes to my house, and she's always wearing these very, very, very beautiful gowns.
And she's wearing these, like, red high heel shoes, though. Like,
but don't you think, like, green and red doesn't match? It's sort of like Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, do you think Victoria dresses a little bit too extravagant? It's too fancy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and she's also wearing, like, these tights that are, like, red with, like, jeweled things, like these jewels.
Now, what is your favorite... I want to know, what is your favorite movie of all time? What's your favorite movie?
You mean, how many could I pick?
Just one. If you could have one DVD of any kind, what would it be?
Bay City Roller Show.
The Bay City Roller Show?
Mm-hmm.
Now, why do you like that movie? I haven't even heard about it.
Isn't that a rock band from, like, the 70s or 80s?
Yeah. Because it has, like, these, like, there's, like, these puppets. And, like, well, they're not puppets. They're just, like, guys in big, fat costumes. Well, like, there's Witchy Poo and H.R. Puffin.
Oh, I love Witchy Poo.
Yeah, she's so funny.
Can you sing the H.R. Puffin stuff song?
Well, I don't really know it.
It's like, H.R. Puffin stuff.
Yeah.
Who's your friend when things get rough?
And,
right.
Well, you know why that's my favorite show?
Why is it your favorite show?
Because it has, like, so funny things in it, like, weird.
Now, is Witchy Poo really bad, or is she just pretending to be bad?
I have the basic war show. She's not bad, but in the movie I saw with, like, Jimmy and the Golden Flute.
Yeah, I love Jimmy! And the Golden Flute. Yeah.
Has a voice like that, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's that one with Henrietta Hippo? Henrietta Hippo!
I don't know.
H.R. Puffin Stuff. Who's your friend when things get rough? H.R. Puffin Stuff. Can't do a little cause you can't do enough.
Okay. What are you gonna play?
I'm gonna play one with a microphone, but it only has C, D, and E.
Okay, and what's the name of the song?
Well, I forgot.
Okay.
Well, it doesn't really have a name.
Well, let's hear it.
Here we are in the car, music lesson day. That's what I learned from there's this music. music book I have because I have a grand piano, and so there, I have two music books, and I finished one, and now I'm up to, well, the first one was red, and then I have a green one, and I'm gonna learn how to play, like, just normal music, like, and the music, like, you can play with, like, any instrument.
So what's your favorite kind of music to play?
Well, I really like classical on the piano, but, like, electric guitars, I like rock and roll.
Oh, you like rock and roll, too?
Mm-hmm.
Will you play me a rock and roll song on the piano?
Well, I don't really know
any. Well, try it. Make one up. Yay! I really, it's so pretty. It's so nice that you, do you like your piano teacher?
Mm-hmm.
What's your piano teacher's name?
Matthew, it's my dad.
Oh, but so your dad's showing you how to play the piano.
But I don't like when he teaches me, so we got a new one, but I don't know when he's gonna come.
Oh, okay, so you're gonna continue studying with somebody else? Well, congratulations.
First, I was studying with my dad, now I'm studying with myself, and then well, I don't know when my new piano teacher is going to come.
Well, I can't wait, though, you know. Are you having a fun, good time here with your mommy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great. What have you guys been doing today?
Well, first we were at Mia's in Evanston, and then now we're here, and then we're going to go to Michigan to visit my grandma.
Oh, how nice. That's great. Well, do you want to sing a little song to your grandma?
Well, I don't really know any.
Do you know Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star?
Mm-mm.
I can play it for it, and you can sing.
Okay.
Let's see. How does it go? Let's sing. Let me sit right here next to you. So we can go. Twinkle,
twinkle,
twinkle, little star.
How I wonder what you are. Like a diamond in the sky.
Like a tea train?
A tea
train in the sky. Twinkle,
twinkle, little star. How I wonder what you are.
Hi, you're listening to The Feast of Fools. I'm Fausto Furnos. I'm sitting here with Heather Marie Vernon.
Hi.
And Ariella Vernon.
Hello.
And Victoria Lamar.
Yowdy-do.
And her... Oh, somebody's calling us on the phone. Hold on a second.
Sorry.
Let's see. I think it's our guest.
Our next guest.
So you do like the Muppets.
Yes.
Yeah. Hi, this is Fausto.
Hi, Fausto. This is
Kirthy. Hi, Kirthy. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Do we have your permission to put your voice on the air?
Yes, you do.
Well, we're sitting here with Ariella, and Ariella's 7 years old, and this is our very first podcast, and hundreds of people are going to be listening to the show on the internet.
Wow, that's exciting.
So,
Ariella, are you excited?
Yes, I'm very excited.
Have you listened to Fausto's show before?
Well, I don't really know.
We went on the website.
You went on the website. You've seen it. But you haven't seen it. Because sometimes the stuff that we do is not appropriate for kids.
Mm-hmm.
But because we talk about adult things. But this show is appropriate for kids, too.
Yeah, but I didn't really read, like, the thing. We just, we tried to see if Heather was in it.
Oh, yeah. Your mommy did a really funny movie.
Yeah.
With Madge Weinstein and with Victoria Lamar here, where they were making beans.
Lesbians.
And they were calling it lesbians. And it was sort of like the Three Stooges when they, like, throw the eggshells and everything into the pot.
We made a mess.
It was a real big mess. And now Kirthy, she lives in Brooklyn, New York.
Hmm.
Kirthy? You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I live in Brooklyn, New York, and I also well, I forgot what I was going to say.
Well, Ariella earlier today gave us a wonderful piano recital, which we're going to be putting up online for people to listen to. A very minimalist sort of John Cage performance.
Mm-hmm.
And we're sitting here in Chicago, Illinois, in Edgewater, and Ariella is eating some peanuts, chocolate chips, and some raisins. Now, Kirthy over here, she is a woman in New York City who does movies.
Well, I like movies.
Ariella, have you ever seen Spirited Away?
Yes! But I saw it when I was really little, and I told my daddy, I do not want to see this movie anymore?
Why did you not like Spirited Away?
Because, I think this crow was, chasing these bunnies. I forgot. But it has, a crow and some bunnies. And I just remember one.
What? Hold on. Kirthy, what did you say?
A little scary, because there's lots of demons, and but they're Japanese demons, and the parents get turned into pigs. Was it scary to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when the parents turn into the pigs, because they eat, this weird food. I just do not know why they had to eat these weird foods that, these ghosts were making. I don't know what the ghosts were called. I just didn't know what that black thing was that, came in. The little girl, she just missed her mother and father when they were pigs. And at the end, she, picks, she has to, pick who she thinks is her mother and father, and I think she picks it right back.
So, basically, does the movie have a happy ending?
Yes, it does.
Oh, hold on. Kirthy, is that you?
No.
Huh, that's weird.
I don't like
Japanese anime. No, I haven't seen it yet. Sorry.
No, you should really, really, really watch it.
You're always telling me to see movies, though. See,
no, those are good.
Kirthy's makes a lot of interesting videos about her friends. She for a while in New York City, she was asking people to pray.
Well, it started because our mutual friend Skip, who's a musician and a show host, he had this performance space that actually doesn't exist anymore on 42nd Street near Times Square. And he was having a regular show every Tuesday night. And I was really enamored of the idea that everyone walks on 42nd Street. You know, tourists, all the people of New York, it's a big transit hub. It's right near Times Square. So I thought, gosh, that's such a rich opportunity. And we were doing a show, and it happened to be the first anniversary of September 11th, happened to be on that Tuesday. And, of course, no one wanted to perform, but I, being the stupid person I am, I was willing.
So you put together something on a day that people pretty much didn't feel like being very outgoing or celebratory. Cool.
It was a gray day.
No, I remember that day.
It was a gray day. Now, were you in New York when on September 11, 2001?
Mm-hmm.
Both of you were?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Kirthy went up to people.
I was? How old is I?
I was, because as you guys probably understand, since you were here, a year anniversary, it's kind of like the death of a person. It always seems really soon, and you almost don't even want to talk about it. And I thought, how could I address this without addressing it directly? And I thought, the towers of my existence are my mother and my father, my parents. And so one of our mentors, Linda Montano, had told me that because one of my first memories of money was taking $5 out of my mother's purse when I was a kid and buying crap for my friends because I wanted them to like me, that I should give $5 to a random mother. So I
gave out money.
And I took $5 that I kept over my bed for 2 months before the performance. And it was just random as things sort of intersected, and I took the $5 and I gathered change, and I had a camera follow me out onto the street, and so the audience sat inside and watched what was happening on a projector, you know, a video projector. And I went out and I just sort of flagged people down. Are you a mother? You know, and of course, people in New York are like, who is this loon? And she's got a camera. I mean, most people sort of ignored me, but I finally got this one woman. I said, are you a mother? And she said, yes. I said, I really need to give you this money. It's not a joke, but it'll help me because I stole money from my mother when I was a child, and I have to sort of work out this karma. And this woman was like, I've got to catch a train. I don't want your money. You know, no one wants to take money if you don't need it. And she did actually consent to take it. She said, I'll give it to the homeless people in the train station. And she took it, and that was sort of the start. And I realized it was a really wonderful experience to sort of randomly give something to other to strangers.
Well, here sitting with us is a mother and a daughter and a grandmother, Victoria Lamar, three generations of womanhood. And so maybe like to sort of like tie this together, maybe Kirthy can do a prayer for you, Heather, and Kirthy will do a prayer request.
I would love that, Kirthy. I love your project, too. I did an Earth Day project.
It's very nice.
It was, right? Mm-hmm. I did an Earth Day project. I never told you about it, Ariel.
Heather and Kirthy have a lot in common, actually.
Really? Well,
yeah. I'm glad
trees.
That you guys are together.
That's
here.
I went out and hugged trees. I thought, trees need to be hugged.
But,
so here's these chicks are hugging Faustum. Trees. And wait, one second. People are hugging trees, and they're asking people, giving away money. Okay, so what is, just so we get this straight here, what prayer request do you have for Kirthy? Kirthy, would you like to give a prayer request to Heather?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay.
Well, I have kind of a big request, actually.
Well, say it. This is their chance.
I've been moving around a lot and traveling, and what I would really like is a home. A place where I can call my own. Mm-hmm. I can really set up shop. I don't have to move around anymore. I can feel safe. I can start to get a lot more structure in my life, which is desperately needed. And I just need, like, the architecture. I need the home, an actual place. I need roots in the ground.
Can I tell them what I need?
Sure.
I just want a big house with lots of money. I want my parents to be together again.
Bless you.
I just want the thing I want, and the thing I want is I just want what I want.
Oh, me too, actually.
That reminds me of the Oompa Loompas on
What do you want, Victoria Lamar?
I just want a career at Gentry singing on the piano.
Okay. Well, I want this podcast to actually work out. So, Kirthy, our fairy godmother in Brooklyn. Well, actually, and Sophie, would you like to? Since we're all asking for stuff from Kirthy.
Yeah, we need a prayer.
Fausto, who are you?
A mate.
Who am I?
I'm
a fire eating drag princess. Well, actually, I'm not in drag anymore, but it's a long story. Sophie, so you basically want to be more you. Have more food to
more
eat.
To the word.
She doesn't want basically. See, Sophie sometimes helps Victoria Lamar with her migraines, and so she basically wants Victoria not to be so messy when she has her migraine headaches. If you know what I'm saying.
But Fausto, are
yes.
we gonna?
So now Kirthy's gonna pray for us, okay, Kirthy?
Can we hold hands?
Let's hold hands.
That would be the transference of energy.
And I, well, we'll help. Yeah, you're going to hold my pinky while I hold the phone here.
And should we close our eyes, too, so we can really believe?
Okay. So we're going to... Kirthi's going to... Yes?
Is there going to be, a circle and, they click on it and then it's,
Yeah, you can hear this later on.
Sure. There's, a screen so you can see it?
No, you can't see it. You can only hear it. It's like radio. Okay, so Kirthi's going to tell us.
Well, it's nice that you're... Is everyone touching each other?
We're all touching each other. Sophie's touching herself, but...
so keep it clean. I'm not going to say anything, but for about 30 seconds, if we could all just...
But this is radio, Kirthi, so dead silence.
Is murder.
Is murder. Can we do it in a verbal? Can you verbalize the silence somehow?
Yes, I'll verbalize the silence. Okay. And what everyone needs to do who's listening right now and who's sitting in the room with you, Fausto, is to focus on the thing that you desire and to focus on other people also realizing their desires. And if the higher powers would be present at this time, and if it serves the greater good, may these desires be realized. And if they are not realized, may we have the understanding about why not. So we'll just take 30 seconds and focus on that.
Okay, so the listeners here at home, let's all be quiet in this podcast for 30 seconds. And if you want to just scan 30 seconds ahead to the end of this. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually going to time it here. So. Is that going to mess up the prayer if we went a little over?
I don't think so.
I like holding Faust's pinky.
Yeah, everybody likes holding my pinky. That's a little joke.
No, it's like a jinjitsu thing. Yeah. I've been learning jinjitsu and to help myself from not having an asthma attack, which I have sometimes just from too much adrenaline or excitement or stress, is to hold my thumbs. So there's probably some special thing that... It helps by holding your pinky.
Well, okay, so we got to wrap up the show, though, because we're running out of time. So we're going to say bye to Kirthi.
Bye.
Thank you so much for being on our show. Kirthi's actually going to come back later next week and be a little more raunchier and talk about her earlier work, which you guys will definitely want to tune in to hear about. So thank you so much, Kirthi. You're great.
Thank you. Good night.
We love you.
Night.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So that's Kirthi Fix. I want to thank Ariella for coming today and for being on our podcast. This is your first podcast. Mm-hmm. You know, the Secretary of Education, she doesn't want children to have a voice on the internet. She's a really bad woman that I don't like personally because she said some really mean things about kids who have two mommies. There was a TV show called Arthur, and she said some really mean things about those families, and that she hurt the kids' feelings, and she never apologized. And that's why I've been asking her to quit her job, because I don't feel that she's not a very nice woman. And she's supposed to be responsible for kids' education, and she's saying some really mean things about kids that have two mommies. So... while you're at home, maybe we can pray that she will find another job that's better suited for her.
Do we have time for her monologue?
Yeah, would you do a little monologue to close us out?
Well, I don't know what that is.
Just create.
Exactly. I wanted to tell her something, too, and all of you.
Well, Ariella, one second before. Do you want to say anything to those kids who with two mommies at home?
Yes, I want to say that I wish that the mean old woman wouldn't be the way she is, she should be the way she does not want to be, because she wants to be the way she is, but she does not want to be the way we want her to be.
That's very well put. That's exactly how I feel about it, too.
Yeah.
Do you sometimes feel that you're under pressure to do things that you don't want to do?
Uh-huh.
And what do you do when that happens? What do you say?
I just go on my bed and like.
You say, "Mom, Dad, back off."
No, I just say, "I don't want to be with you right now."
Ooh, that's a smart thing to say.
You need space, in other words.
Yeah.
It can be my space.
Well, Ariella, you're such a beautiful, intelligent, and wonderful mm-hmm. person. I'm so glad you came here today and we're on our show. And I hope to hang out with you some more sometime.
Oh, what?
That was wonderful meeting you.
Ariella. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank Sophie and Heather and Victoria Lamar for coming on our show.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow we'll be back with Madge Weinstein and our really off-color jokes. And with Leslie Hall, who's the woman with the gem sweaters. So, thank you for coming. Say bye.
Bye.